Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Oh, Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I really like the subdued lighting during the opening theme so I could see what was going on out here. I should have said something about that 6 years ago, but I said it last week, and it got taken care of this week, because this is a crack team. Is the table's in a kind of a different spot this week, but, you know, can't get everything right. That's are we too close to you, Jordan? He says he's going to be okay. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater. On Tuesday, April 30th, 2013. Since last I spoke and you listened, I attended the wedding of past and future guest Jonah Ray to Deanna Rooney. Yeah. And oh my God, it was the best wedding ever that I've ever been to. No religious shit. Just friends and family gathered. It's, you know what, also, hey, backstage friends. Could you guys just go in the green room and talk, or not talk? Those are your options back there. I've never been sitting here during this part of the show and can you overhear a conversation going on right behind me. So all the guests up until today have been fantastic at that. What do we got? Pete Holmes and T.J. Miller back there? Oh, those guys know when to shut up. No, they don't. They're still talking. I don't get it. Yeah, so it was an amazing wedding, and it was a beautiful day. It was like a restaurant bar in Glendale, and an occasional Amtrak train would speed by. And at one point, it went right through the proceedings, and I yelled, "This wedding is unstoppable." I would yell whenever the train went by. That was amazing. And Harmar Superstar provided the music at the reception, and he did a cover of Huey Lewis's "Power of Love." And Tom Wilson, who was a guest there, jumped up on stage and sang the last part of the song. Yeah, Biff. You butthead. And then we all lined up and put manure in his mouth. That didn't happen. Oh, and I also met a cool future guest for this show at the wedding. So anyway, congrats to Jonah and Deanna, or as they will be known by their showbiz couple name, Joanna. The next day I flew to Austin, Texas. Why? Because I love Austin, Texas, and because I made an appearance on an Austin taping of Professor Blastoff with my pals Tig Notaro, Kyle Dunnigan, and David Huntsberger, and that should be available for your listening pleasure soon or now. We played a round of Lincoln Urbane, and I'm pretty sure we did. I was drunk. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Paul F. Tompkins tweeted, Mad Men timeline gaffe. They couldn't possibly go to see Planet of the Apes in 1968 because that movie took place in the future. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies in TV shows. I'll be telling jokes and playing Leonard Maltin game with audience members in Boise at the Knitting Factory on Saturday, May 11th. And I'll be at Comedy Works in the state of Denver on Sunday, May 12th. Bring your moms! We got some great prizes in the gift bag, you guys. We got some gluten-free cookie mix. We got a $10 gift card for iTunes that'll allow you to purchase whatever you want with it. But I recommend episodes of The Benson Interruption or premium Doug Loves Movies, which I don't do much anymore. Most of the episodes are free, so go check those out. Tournament of Championships are like $2 to listen to those. A Doug Benson Smug Life, a CD that's called The Six Most Important Sets in the History of Stand-Up, and some stickers that say that on them. And, oh, there's like a really nice garment in here that we will explore when that guest gets out here. Let's get them out here. Please welcome Werner Herzog, Greg Proops, and the retired Pope. I'm sorry, retired Pope. I'm not really a Pope follower, or I don't know much about popes. So, what's your name?
I am Pope Benedict XVI. You can call my former name was Joseph Ratzinger. But now I'm just mellowing out, man. Whatever you want to call me, Doug. I'm retired, whatever.
Retired Pope, everybody. Yeah. I think I'll just stick with that. I'll just stick with calling him retired Pope.
Yeah. I'm not here to judge and stuff and be uptight Pope like it used to be. So everybody just relax.
I like the shades that you're rocking there. That's
I think nice. I might have gotten a little too high backstage.
Oh, yeah, that was you.
Yeah. You nice. Didn't seem to blink that you were getting high with the Pope. Not many people have done that.
It's pretty special.
I think it was because he put his outfit on afterward. We didn't recognize you without, your mitre.
That's true. I'm just another man.
Fair enough.
Couldn't we call him Pontiff Maximus?
Sure. I'm going to go with retired Pope, though.
Okay.
And that was Greg Proops, everybody. Greg Proops is here.
And all right.
He brought... Can you describe this garment that's in this bag?
Yes, it's a sweatshirt of Kittens McTavish from... I do a podcast called The Smartest Man in the World, and it's some of the fine merch that you can buy from me, given away for free here tonight. As you can see, it's made out of unbelievably lustrous flax fiber that's woven by blind children in Malaysia. They labor ceaselessly, their tiny fingers scrabbling to gain purchase as their overlords whip them with cat-o'-nine-tails dipped in brine. It's an arduous process...
Hey, Werner, that sounds like that's something you could make a movie about.
I'm intrigued by the story of these fibers. Are they man-made or are they natural?
They're grown on a plateau in the Netherlands.
I'm no longer interested.
Wow, really, you really turn on people, Werner. That's Werner Herzog here defending his title. As the Leonard Game Maltin champion person, winner, and you brought gluten-free cookie mix.
Yes, it serves a dual purpose. Firstly, a dumb chicken could never make something like a cookie. So it's right in animals' faces, they will never know the joy of the sweet science of baking, but also it is gluten-free, which means it has gone through the process of science.
For a second, I thought you said Juden-free. It's like, give me some of that stuff.
And what's the CD that you brought? It's called The Six Most Important Pope, The Six Most Important Sets in History of Stand-Up.
Yes, why
did you bring
sets.
This? The Pope is on here.
I am one of those sets. Think about it. The Pope doing fucking stand-up? That's crazy. It's like getting high with him.
All right. So
doesn't happen very often.
All right.
Get excited.
And it's got some other stuff on there. Matt Besser is...
Right.
It's his project.
Bjork is on there.
Okay.
All sorts of people.
Really?
Yeah.
And Greg brought two of his CDs.
Because they're only worth the value of one of yours, Doug.
Oh.
On the open market.
Okay.
I'm joking, of course, but thank you for making me feel so shitty. I thought we were friends and stuff and had a comedy relationship, but I guess I see where I stand now. Over alone, the cheese.
I thought the table might be a little too close to the audience.
Is that what you did?
I was concerned about it. No, I didn't move it. I just said, fuck it. Let's do it live! Werner, let me just ask you right now, what are you doing next week? Can you make it back for a record-shattering... All the gentlemen on this panel, if you win tonight at the Leonard Maltin game, can you return next week to...
Oh, is that how it works
...to
now?
Play again? Yeah, that's the thing we've been doing.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm
You're
retired.
Retired.
I can do anything. What else am I doing?
Perfect.
I am...
I think I'm free.
I am at my leisure to join you next Tuesday, should I once again become the victor of this contest.
Well, let's talk movies for a second first. Have you been to the movies, Werner, since our last visit?
I've been catching up on some things that I've missed. I saw this science fiction film, terrifying film about this horrible robot who destroys a utopian future.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's called WALL-E.
Man, so you're really catching up on things from a while back.
Mankind has finally got everything as it should be. The Earth is destroyed, and we live in pure science, and then this stupid robot finds a plant. Thumbs down.
What about you, Pope? Is that one of your things you do now that you're retired? You see a lot of movies?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the Netflix every night. I love the doc. Have you seen... I'm catching up documentaries. Have you seen this Capturing the Freedmans? It's about this pedophile. This guy is out of control. I mean, seriously, he's like a computer tutor. It's like computer tutors need to take responsibility for themselves. You know what I mean?
I think you missed the point of that movie. I think it was a person that was unfairly accused of something.
That was the point of the movie?
I think so.
You missed the point of the movie. That guy was guilty. Someone do something.
His former holiness makes an excellent point, though, that too often these computer tutors, they are simply transferred to another computer
camp. Exactly. Needs to be responsibility for this.
What about you, Greg? Have you seen any movies?
No, not after that, no. Yeah, I went to the TCM Film Fest, so I saw about a million old movies.
Yeah, what was one that you enjoyed?
3 Days of the Condor with Max von Sydow, and he was really there. I mean, he was there.
Sure.
I don't mean he was really there. Obviously, he was really there in the movie. But he spoke before, and it was really cool to listen to him. He's amazingly awesome, and, you know, they also showed The Seventh Seal, if you've ever seen that one. It's a Bergman film. And
I think I made a joke about it last week that got nothing.
Then I am so glad I opened up this gold mine.
I remember seeing The Seventh Seal at the drive-in when it came out.
Exactly.
May I take a quick poll of the audience? How many people have seen all of the Fast and Furious franchise?
Nobody? Nobody's seen every single one?
What a pack of liars we have here.
Yeah, they are.
Your subterfuge delights me.
Well, six comes out this weekend, and they haven't seen that yet. No. The first five.
Oh, none of them can say that they've seen them all. That's true.
You are more honest than I give you credit for.
What was the film festival? The Turner Classic Movies?
Yeah, so they showed old movies, and they had old stars, and everybody I saw was 1,000 years old, and they were all spry, and they had their marbles, and it made me think, man, I should really start looking after myself. I got about 8 years left. But then, thank you, Paul. I mean, Werner Herzog. My friend Paul is here tonight, and he was laughing in the audience, and I just saw him out of the corner of my eye. I saw him. I'm not a sketch performer per se. I work on my own a lot, and I don't listen to people well. So I try
not to have an open door policy on this show. Yeah, but, okay. These two gentlemen.
I told you
too
I
hard to pass up.
Oh no, I know.
Yeah.
Next time I'm going to do a character.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I was thinking, I was talking to a friend. And they said, "Well, what character do you think Greg would do?" And I said, "I think he could do a good Peter Sellers."
I don't think I can do Peter Sellers.
Really?
Well, he does a different voice for every... Because in the party, it is like this, you know? And then you know, every movie, he does a different voice and stuff.
Oh, that's a good point.
No, I mean, I don't...
You
don't
can just do any character and say, that's an old Peter Sellers character.
Hello, I'm the crazy scientist. Yes, my president. And then you...
Because you even have a publicity photo of yourself doing the thing that from Dr. Strangelove?
I don't, but someone probably made one or something.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had, though. That would have been really good. That would have... boosted my career almost immeasurably. I think when you take Kubrick films from the early 60s and use them as a promotional vehicle for yourself, I think you're you got your finger on. Next I'm going to do a jazz vocal album to kind of sail my comedy career right to the top there.
Greg, what if you did one of those composite headshots where it's a Dr. Strangelove in the upper right quadrant, then you have a Barry Lyndon.
Yeah.
Over on the left, and then going down to the bottom. Perhaps a Paths of Glory.
Mm.
And then...
Clockwork Orange, maybe? Or
sure.
2001?
Why not?
That sounds good.
Did that really just happen?
Oh, and maybe in the middle, a nerd.
Yeah. Yeah. Always good. No, Jeremy Irons would be who I would do, I think, if I did.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can almost do that one.
Because he has a regular voice that you know well enough? Because he's a different... He's got a different voice and everything, right?
Doug, the thing is, you see, about Jeremy Irons...
Oh, Jeremy Irons. I'm sorry. I was thinking Daniel Day-Lewis.
So was I.
No, Jeremy Irons so sounds the same in everything, when he's a lion.
Yeah, no, right, no. I'm a lion. And then later in the other one, in Time Machine, where he's a Morlock, do I surprise you? Yeah, it's always the same.
It's good. You pick impressions that just sound like you, and you're good to go.
Yes.
You're right there.
I can do an impression of everyone on Hogan's Heroes.
Is it general?
All the Nazis.
Yeah.
Burkhalter? Oh, so you don't do a Bob Crane?
No American voices. Those are too hard.
All right, well, I think that's everything I wanted to ask you guys. Let's... get to the part of the show where I say, let the Baines begin.
Thank you for your applause. That sounds like a sleepy Bane.
Tonight, tired Bane. Sleepy time tea, Bane.
Time for some chamomile Bane.
Batman punched me so hard. I lost a tooth. I'm putting it under my pillow now. Nighty-night. Weird.
Footsie pajama Bane?
Yeah, let's pick some name tags out. Did you guys in the audience bring name tags? Do we have any? There's a few. Oh, there's something on a stick over there. American Pie? Your name is American? Erica. I see it in the middle of American.
Do we all go out and get one?
Yeah, just go grab one. Anyone we want to play for. Does the Pope understand?
Yes, footloose, come to me. Hell if I'm going over to some guy. All right.
Bring it to the Pope, yes.
Present the actual record
to
here.
The Pope.
The record is in here.
It looks like he's got a record in there.
It's the original Footloose soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I love Footloose.
Yeah, and what's...
The part where he's like, oh, it's in the Bible, dancing's in the Bible. I was like, I know.
So how is that a name tag?
No, is your name Footloose?
Kevin.
Oh, I get it.
Kevin Bacon is on the cover, of course.
Awesome Walkman.
I hope that doesn't start like a new trend of people just bringing in a movie that has an actor with the same name. That's not really a name tag, Footloose. And that's what I'm going to call you, Footloose.
Your new name is Footloose,
as
Kevin.
A punishment. No, don't say Kevin Pope. Don't okay. You dare say it. Who are you playing for, Werner?
I'm playing for Jane with a Y. The end.
But she may tell us what her name tag is.
She made a sort of auction paddle with half of my face and half of another person.
Oh, it's... Daniel Day-Lewis.
You don't know the other person?
Isn't it Daniel Day-Lewis?
It's either Daniel Day-Lewis or Jeremy Irons.
Well, it bears a passing resemblance, but I wouldn't say it's a great likeness.
Doug, you should start having characters on the show.
Yeah, now that I know one of my friends has a good one that's ready to go, we will make that happen. Jeremy Irons, he'd be great to have on anyway. So, close enough.
I'm booked this week. I'm busy speaking in a gay apologist convention. I'm also doing the bus and truck company. Doing a guest spot in The Lion King.
A guest spot?
Well, I don't... What?
I don't just run in and play Pumbaa for a night?
I don't play the lion every night. Sometimes I just get with a chorus girl and call it a performance. Well, they're asking for it, aren't they, dressed as wild animals?
A chorus wildebeest?
Well, I don't care what kind of beast they are. Supple is the kind I prefer.
Jeremy, your name tag is a plane ticket?
It appears to be a printed out boarding pass from an airline I'm not familiar with because I only turn left when I get on a plane. It's called US Airways.
U.S. Airways?
U.S. Airways. And Zone 5, by the way, which
is... fucking Zone 5.
Yes.
That's that's the biggest fuck you that they can give you.
Yeah. No. That's where they put the luggage.
Yeah.
The people in Zone 5 on the Titanic perished almost immediately.
Chickens in a wire box won't get in Zone 5.
Exactly. No, you mayn't have the key. The chief steward is indisposed. And her name is Sarah. Her name is Sarah, smiley face, Sarah. Pick me, triple exclamation point.
So it worked. Think that you would be able to, like, that would be
she
a
was
ticket
also
that you could use?
She was also in seat 13.
What?
Yes, in zone 5.
Why do they have
so
this?
So this boarding pass, the very fact that it's made it to us, speaks of the fortuosity and fortune this good lady enjoys.
Here, hold that up again for a second, if you don't mind.
I'd be chuffed beyond measure.
There we go. And let me see your name tag, Werner, that crazy face thing. that's upsetting. And the Pope and Footloose. Everybody cut. Let's play Lincoln or Bane. Yeah. My Bane impression might as well be a Lincoln impression, so I will say a line from either Steven Spielberg's Lincoln or Dark Knight Rises, the character of Bane, and you guys just go one down the line and tell me whether it's Lincoln or Bane. Mm-hmm. And we'll start with you, Greg, and on this first one, and it goes like this.
I don't need your damn permission.
That was so authentic and evocative. But I believe that was Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Our first president. really our only president in a lot of movies, other than that one, the other one that was in Amistad.
What?
James Madison.
Yes, the one who invented the cakes.
John Quincy Adams.
Him too.
Pope, what do you think?
What is the line? I don't need your permission. That is Lincoln saying to... No? Am I not playing right?
Are we allowed to cheat?
You don't have to say what the scene is. You just have to say whether it's Lincoln or Bane.
Well, I know what it is. He said to Mary Todd when he's putting on her panties. Am I not supposed to say the scene? Sorry. Sorry, Warner.
Werner, what do you think?
I believe that that is your President Lincoln.
That's what you all guessed, right?
That's right.
All right. Good job, everybody, because that was Lincoln.
I just can't see anyone saying to Bane, you better get permission. You don't have permission.
Also, it's good to note that Bane never swore. He never used foul language. He was he's a polite gentleman, despite being clearly a homicidal maniac.
All right, let's try another one. This time we'll start with the smart Pope.
I can't listen to this anymore.
Once again, Lincoln talking to Mary Todd with her constant crazy jabbering.
I think we finally have a contestant who's too good at this. Werner?
I also feel that this is something that Lincoln would and did say.
Greg's in a tough spot.
I have no idea. So just for pure math's sake, I'm going to go Bane on this.
That's a fun strategy.
And one person supports me in the audience. So I feel pretty strong.
Yeah. He's got a visor on, so.
For reals?
No. I wished it in my brain.
Math and science are bullshit. nerds.
call it a hunch.
This was Lincoln. This was Lincoln that said that.
Oh. Yeah. Does that mean I'm out of the game?
No.
Oh, wow.
Jeremy Irons is out, though.
I hadn't played yet. I wouldn't have said Bane. That was an idiotic answer. I knew from the moment you said it that it was from the movie Lincoln, and it was a scene where Mary Todd's incessant jabbering, and much as the Pope had described earlier.
Yeah. Werner, we're going to start with you on this next one. Pope goes last.
I accept your terms.
You can't all just ride the Pope's wave on
Pope
this.
Pope tales.
How many times have you seen Lincoln, Pope?
Oh, I'm talking about talking to the actual Lincoln. Are you talking about the movie?
Yeah.
I'm going on all stories passed down through the Vatican.
This meeting is called to order.
Who said it, Werner?
For a bit of fun, I'm going to employ a Proopsian strategy here and say that this was the character of Bane from the movie The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay, Greg, what do you think?
Starring Christian Bale.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Werner, sorry.
As Batman.
Okay.
Are we able to quote other Bane movies? Non-Dark Knight Bane movies?
What other Banes are there?
Well, there was Bane 2 in the city. This time it's Urbane.
Starring Tyler Perry.
You said,
what do you think, Lincoln or Bane on that one? Calling the meeting to order.
The movie Lincoln was watching guys meet in a room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say Lincoln on that one.
Okay, Pope?
I am going to say Bane because Lincoln never called meetings to order. He had a guy do that for him.
I thought it just had to be from
the
movie.
He's the president, yeah.
No, oh, it has to be in the movie? Anyone?
No,
like a guy in the dock?
No, it's things Lincoln said. I'm not just picking out James Spader's lines. But that would be fun. He says I think he says fuck at one point.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's some.
There's more swearing in Lincoln than in Dark Knight Rises.
And shittier violence.
Okay.
Not as exciting.
Not enough slaves in Dark Knight.
That was a defect in the plot. You know, that was the first thing I thought too while I was sitting there. Like, these malt balls are good, and where are the slaves?
I don't think you ever even see anyone other than police officers. No one seems to be working in Dark Knight Rises. You never see any kind of activity that looks like anyone is employed.
Are you not counting professional sports as work?
I'm not, but like, I wish that guy had had a line when the football player, when the whole field collapsed, as he was running and he turned around and it was all gone. He should have had something funny to say there. They should have at least given him a what? Did I say it was Bane? It's Bane. That was Bane that called the meeting to order.
Man, I chewed too.
Yeah. So good job, guys. Let's play Leonard Maltin game.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
What I enjoy about Bane or Lincoln is that there is no winner. It just stops all of a sudden.
Well, in the past, there's always been, people that fail. Like, I've never had someone just get every single one correct like that. Like the Pope did.
Well.
Yeah, well, he got after you would say, that's definitely from Lincoln. Then he was,
I'd like to know which Pope was Pope during the 1860s. Was it Pope Jeb or something? Or you said you knew the...
Oh, we just put numbers on names. Who remembers? We just grab a name, a number, attach them. John 5, Pulse 8.
You sank
Bingo.
My battleship. Oh, we both had a fun game reference. That's the famous German sense of humor you're always hearing so much about.
Comes to the fore every 40 or so years. Plays out in Eastern Europe.
And it's always a reference to tabletop games.
Yeah. What was the First World War? Yahtzee?
Oh, don't say that too soon.
Sorry.
All right, Werner, since you're the returning champion, returning winner, we'll have you go first. That's how they do it on Jeopardy, right?
I believe so.
That's how they do it on Jeopardy. Who are you playing for again? What's the
Jane.
Name? Jane with a Y.
A Y.
Okay. All right. Here we go. You get to pick a category, Werner, and then we'll go to, from you, we'll go to the Pope and then to Greg, former Pope. Cloris Leachman, celebrating a birthday today.
Correct.
Who doesn't know that?
So the films of Cloris Leachman.
Probably the most famous Cloris.
Absolutely.
A case could Absolutely. Be made. A case could be made.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another one.
I can think of a thousand Leachmans.
Cloris.
Best friend Mike Leachman.
Kirsten Dunst is also celebrating a birthday today. Oh. So the films of Kirsten Dunst are... The Unreal MC suggested on Twitter, right to bear small arms, and that's movies that have a Tyrannosaurus Rex in them. Which one of those would you like to play, Werner?
In honor of the dinosaurs being destroyed, allowing mankind to take control of the Earth.
Let's just cut to the chase. Cloris Leachman. Here we go. Which one?
I would like the right to bear arms, small arms. What was it? Who
Close
cares?
Enough.
You know the one I mean.
I do. 1999 is the year. And Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3.5 stars. He says that it is spectacular staging. Whatever that means.
He says, of a movie.
Yeah, and he also says that it has a heart-rending song. And, and it's got a Tyrannosaurus Rex in it. And there's about 7, 9...
I was going to say the rose
names.
Till you said dinosaur.
15 names. But don't guess anything yet, Pope.
What was the
15
year?
Names.
What was the
and
year?
And the year is 1999. And her little chatter in the audience. I hope you weren't saying the answer.
I can guess that film in 10 names.
It's good, good, strong opening bid. Now we go to the Pope, who's just shaking his head.
Can you explain the category one more time?
It's the movies that have a Tyrannosaurus Rex in them.
Uh-huh.
And the clues were that it was from 1999, and Leonard gave it 3.5 stars, and it's has a heart-rending song in it, and it also spectacular staging is an expression that Leonard uses in a sentence to describe this movie. How many names
do you have? I can do it, 9!
Startling, Pope.
I don't know if I remember this one.
Okay, so you could say 8 names and...
No, I'm going to go get, Kamikaze.
You'll get so many.
3.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, watch me work.
Oh. What are you going to do with that, Werner?
Greg Proops, please name that movie.
Baby.
What?
Baby.
Why are you saying something baby already? Why do you keep saying baby? I'm going to name the 3 performers, the 3 names that you get.
Isn't it called Baby? Oh, I have to wait to get my clues. This gives me an awesome chance to change my shitty answer.
And remember that we
I know who played Baby.
Who was it? A Tyrannosaurus?
Remember, we do need a full title, too, when you,
yeah, all right,
when
all right,
you do get around to it.
I would be happy to provide it.
Your 3 names, Greg Proops, are...
We got too high with the Pope. I think that's what happened. The rules just went by the wayside. When I see how free and easy he is...
I still know how the rules work.
Oh.
Your 3 names are Jodie Benson, no relation. Arlie Ermey, also no relation. And Estelle Harris are your 3 names. It's got a Tyrannosaurus Rex in it. Just think of a movie that has that and say it.
Jurassic Park 3?
Incorrect.
Baby. What was that one with that little baby?
It was a movie about a baby, a dinosaur.
Yeah, what
called
was that?
Baby.
Secret of the Lost Legend.
Yeah, Secret of the Lost Legend.
Excuse me. It was Baby, colon. Secret of the Lost Legend.
No you wonder. Know my,
yeah, my, yeah. You have to say You're a stickler. Colon out
He's
loud?
A stickler.
I have a fondness for colons in film titles.
They are great. You really know you're in for something
well, yours
special
was
when they're
Bad Lieutenant.
Port of Bad Lieutenant, colon. Port of Call, New Orleans.
I never said the colon out loud.
Aguirre, colon, the wrath of God.
Fitz, colon, Geraldo.
That's correct.
Who got the point that time? Werner.
Indeed.
Okay. Congratulations.
I guess I learned a lesson about playing this game heedlessly, especially against a champ.
The answer, by the way, was Toy Story 2.
Oh,
you know, with
tricky,
that Tyrannosaurus tricky. Rex and that heart-rending song.
Doug, you gave me every chance.
I really did.
I forgot they could make toys of anything. There's no law against it.
If so you had said a toy Tyrannosaurus, I would have known the movie.
That's what I should have said.
I had real ones in my head.
I was thinking of all the
real Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Yes.
All right, you get to pick again, Pope.
Again.
And this time...
Yeah. I pick Bane.
And then this time we'll go in the direction of Werner. And your options are A Bug's Life. That's movies that have Flea in them. At Matthew Dump Truck suggested, and this is a category that's been lingering because I think it's important to have, 2 thumbs down, and that's the movies that Roger Ebert gave less than 2 stars. Or your third option, bless you in the audience. At
I do that.
You're retired. I thought I'd do it for you.
You're right. Relax. Have fun with it, Doug. Go crazy.
And may the odds be forever in your flavor. Motion pictures with food. Food in the title.
I'm going to go with the food one.
Okay. Here we go. Food. Now, keep in mind, Pope, that these are, you know, tricky. We met.
It's not a food in the title, but the word food, correct?
It's some sort of food.
Oh, okay.
Is in the
Can
title.
I ask you a question before we start?
I already know what it is.
Is baby a food?
Depends
who
you are.
Because there is such a thing.
Two stars from Leonard. This movie is from 2002. It's 81 minutes long.
Oh, I know all the 81-minute movies.
That means I suck.
Your DVDs are organized by running time.
I'm just going to go pop in a 96 tonight. Relax.
Oh, I watched it 240 last night. No, it was not good.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Kevin Kline appears in this movie unbilled.
Yeah. Oh.
And Leonard also calls this movie, and maybe this is the only time it's ever happened in the history of movies, he calls this movie Lumpy. He says it's lumpy. And you
don't hear a lot of
a mashed potato reference. What movie had mashed potatoes?
13 names. Mm. How many names do you think you can get it in? FP.
I can get it in Bebop. I can get it in 8 names, everybody.
You threw in a quick scene from WALL-E, I think, right there.
Good Warner. Good luck me getting to sleep tonight.
What do you think, Werner?
7.
Okay. Greg?
6.
I say name Pope. It in 6, you props.
All right, Pontiff.
It sounded like you were going to swear for a second.
Pontiff Emeritus.
6 names you get, and they are Leslie Mann, George Murdoch, Lily Tomlin, Chevy Chase, Dana Ivey, and Gary Marshall. Are your 6 names in this movie that has a kind
and
of food in the title.
2002.
2 stars. 2002. And I think the Pope is going to be on the board on this
one. I think
one.
So, too.
Yeah,
because all I can think of is Exit to Eden, and I know it ain't Exit to Eden.
What part of that is food?
You've never had an Eden burger? Those are, they're garden fresh. I don't have
I'll tell you the rest of the names. Jump in as soon as you know it, guys. Jane Addams, Harold Ramis, John Lithgow, Skylar Fisk, Catherine O'Hara, Jack Black, and Colin Hanks in...
Fawcett. Carrot Sticks, the movie.
Someone just said it. I'm not going to cheat.
Mystic Pizza.
Someone just shouted it out.
Someone in the audience said it.
I think when I said guys, he thought I meant all guys in the room or can just yell this one out when they know it. But yeah, it's called Orange County. Orange County.
Oh, yeah, Orange. Man, that is some tricky stuff.
Crispy counties.
Pope is on the board.
Hooray!
It's a Pope. So, Herzog, Pope, tie. Greg, you could still get in this.
It's okay. A real Subway series.
It is. It's the fatherland
Austrian,
versus
Austrian, German.
Yeah, the stepfatherland.
Okay, so Werner gets to pick the category this time.
Thank you.
And then the Pope challenged Greg, so it'll go to the Pope next. Mr. Tag on Twitter suggested the Hurtfocker. And that's movies where Ben Stiller gets injured. Also celebrating a birthday today, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson. So the films of Willie Nelson. And a favorite category with listeners called In Theaters Now, which, of course, is motion pictures that are in theaters now.
With the word theater in their title.
Nope, they're just in there.
Okay. If there's a movie called Baby Orange out now, I am in on this one.
I'm competing against you, but I really want Baby to be the answer tonight at some point.
I would like to select the category in honor of Mr. Willie Nelson.
Oh, okay.
His birthday, right? Yeah.
It's his birthday, and everyone here but me is high.
He turned 80 today.
I'm including the listener.
So either way, 80 smokes. Either way, he's forgetting a lot of shit. and he's in a movie from 2008. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has Willie Nelson in it. He says...
Lincoln.
He says, the result is formulaic and only intermittently successful. Yeah.
You would think Willie Nelson would be in a good movie.
And he says the lead actor in this movie, who is not Willie Nelson, is perfectly cast. Yeah. And he lists a lot of names. He lists 12 names. How many names do you need, Werner?
I feel confident that I could name that film in 4 names.
All right, name it in 4 names.
Oh, this is Greg. I'm sorry to say that this is going to determine a winner right now. And thank you for being here. And and good luck using that plane ticket.
Sarah, I want to apologize. I don't think I can be here next week, but I'm almost sure Jeremy Irons can be here, and he's a much better player than I am.
Your 4 names, Werner, are K.D. Aubert, Woody Harrelson, Willie Nelson, that's unfortunate, and that's a wasted name. We already knew that information. And someone named Sarah Wright. For the win and the return next week. Otherwise, we'll be seeing the Pope again.
Holy sh...
Which I'm pretty excited about. I'm already thinking of who I'm going to pair with the Pope.
What pairs with the Pope?
I think a dry white.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's too bad I don't know any of those.
Well, you could also go for an underage pink.
Oh, no, I cannot.
No, you can't.
I cannot.
No, seriously.
I cannot.
Think about it.
I cannot go for that.
An immature rouge.
Think,
you know what I'm saying?
I think Hall Landote said that I cannot go for that.
Well,
no can do. What's the name of this movie, Werner?
Is it Surfer Dude?
It is.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. That was impressive.
Elizabeth, I'm coming for you. It is a miracle. Oh, I've never witnessed a miracle myself. Surfer Dude, who knows about that dumb movie? You say we're high. Who watches that?
Well done, Werner.
Was that a movie?
You a big fan of Surfer Dude? Now, the waves eat him at the end of that, right?
May I confess something to you? I will confide in you and the listening audience. It is my favorite film.
Now, does that inspire any of your work, Surfer Dude?
No, it is a respite from my work, which brings me nothing but great misery, which I wish to share with the rest of miserable mankind. But when I watch the film Surfer Dude and I see how free and happy he is just
what is the
surfing
plot?
And being a dude, Matthew McConaughey is a pilgrim in search of a shirt. He doesn't realize the shirt was inside him the whole time.
Now, what's it called again, though?
Surfer, comma, dude.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, he's talking to someone?
Do you wish it was Surfer, colon, dude?
This is, of course. That is what I would have done. But what I love about this comma, it's very ambiguous. It opens it to interpretation. Is the surfer talking to a dude? Is the dude talking to a surfer? Is one surfer talking about a dude? Is it a description of someone like you would see in an obituary? Surfer, comma, dude.
Those are his 2 credits.
Dead from good times.
Yeah. It is dude, isn't it?
Hey, Kevin Footloose, can you come over here and write down a shithead for me? Because there isn't one on the back of your valuable Footloose album. Oh. Just write down. You know how that works? Just anybody you want me to call a shithead? And yeah, and try to stay down because the audience needs to see three guys watching you do that. What does that say? Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Plugs. Greg, you got a plug?
Sure. I have a show called The Smartest Man in the World. You can download it for free on iTunes or gregproofs.com. And I'm playing all over in popular places all over this great world of ours.
Yeah, go see him. Yeah.
Thank you.
Pope, what do you got coming up?
Well, I'd like to plug my boy MattBesser.com. If you go there, you can get the
He's
album
your
that
boy?
I'm on. He's my boy. We're hanging out. Getting loose. He gave me these sunglasses. MattBesser.com. He has this podcast, Improv for Humans. It's delightful.
Have you been on that?
Not yet. Maybe soon.
Okay.
I'm retired. Help.
You've been on like Comedy Bang Bang, though, right?
A couple of times.
Okay. And Werner, what's going on with you? I know you're also a super fan of one particular comic.
Yes. Congratulations to my favorite comedian, Chris Hardwick. He is being given a third television program to host.
Yeah, what the hell? How many Chris Hardwicks are there anyway?
Really Seacresting this shit, right? Yeah, congratulations to Chris.
Oh, also, I'm directing A Modern Family, so... looking forward
you
to
You know
having...
those are only 22 minutes long,
yes,
sitcoms.
I'm
How are you going to do that?
Looking forward to having fun with those guys.
That's great. Saturday, I'm going to be in St. Louis, and Sunday, I'm going to be in Rosemont, Illinois. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo and Cuatro de Mayo with me, douglasmovies.com. And thanks again to my guests, everybody. Werner Herzog, Matt. I want to call, since you're such good friends with Matt, I want to call you, Matt.
Why
and,
not?
And Greg Proops, of course. And as always, Alex Trebek is a shithead. And Ticketmaster is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.